on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
You're listening to Having a Ball on Phoenix FM. The best radio show in the world. Probably.
Ah, good morning, my wonderful listeners. My name's Keith Ball. This is the Having a Ball show. Oh, the first one, isn't it? In 2024. I think. I've got a wonderful guest on today. Yes, I've got two of them, actually. The wonderful Lord Martin Rose and his wife, Penny. They'll be coming in later on to have a chat and what events are coming up on the agenda. But stay with me, let's get rocking. Fantastic show, Antonia. Antonia will be here back next Saturday morning. Oh, she's so smooth.
So right. Well, hell, pick up a tin, gonna get you on my two. Mama don't know what I got to
is Having a Ball on Phoenix FM.
Buonasera, signorina, buonasera. It is time to say goodnight to Napoli. Though it's hard for us to whisper buonasera with that old moon above the Mediterranean Sea. In the morning, signorina, we'll go walking where the mountains of the sun come into sight. And by the little jewelry shop we'll stop and linger while I buy a wedding ring for your finger.
In the meantime, let me tell you that I love you.
Buonasera, signorina, kiss me goodnight. Buonasera, signorina, kiss me goodnight. But it is time to say goodnight to Napoli. Though it's hard for us to whisper buonasera with that old moon above the Mediterranean Sea. In the morning, signorina, we'll go walking where the mountains of the sun come into sight. And by the little jewelry shop we'll stop and linger while I buy a wedding ring for your finger.
And in the meantime, let me tell you that I love you.
Hey, buonasera, signorina, kiss me good. And linger while I buy a wedding ring for your finger.
In the meantime, let me tell you that I love you.
Buonasera, signorina, kiss me goodnight. Buonasera, signorina, kiss me goodnight. Buonasera, signorina, kiss me goodnight.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Oh, good morning, my wonderful listeners. I hope everybody's okay. It's a bit chilly, isn't it? And they reckon it's going to get a bit colder. But what horrible weather we've been having through the week, eh? Loads of floods and poor people. My heart goes out to you all. I was driving up north and I could not believe it. Looking to the left and the right and seeing absolute devastation. It's so sad. I feel sorry for also everybody in the houses, also the farmers. They can't get their crop out.
Phoenix FM.
Right, let's move on to a song. I hope this will cheer you all up. It's the wonderful Jive Aces. I'm feeling happy.
Oh, well, well, I feel so fine today. Oh, well, well, I feel so fine today. Mama, she weighs about 90 pounds. She's
can fly.
FM. Oh, the wonderful Gervaises, feeling happy. Right, this next song that goes out to this Ray Gelato and the Giants, and You've Got Rhythm. But as a little story, I'd like to dedicate this to you, Mog. Oh, his wonderful cat, Ray Gelato's cat's got one over and had his jaw repaired, and it's such a good thing seeing him. He's actually got a lot better and walking around, and God bless the Mog. And I think it's Mog. Hopefully it's Mog. And this goes out to you, Ray.
Listen up, baby, and hear what I say. I know you've been fooling and playing away. You've been dragging my heart around. Now this is the news. Yeah, you got the rhythm, and I got the blues. You posted online your dirty deals and your lies. With TikTok and Insta, there are things you can't hide. You had me running around just like a tramp who ain't got no shoes. Yeah, you got the rhythm, and I got the blues. Every day I hear you say, my baby, baby, come back home. But how many guys and secrets and lies that I find in that phone? It's no use denying you went undercover, and I know you were lying. You played me for a fool, just like a guy who ain't paid his dues. Yeah, you got the rhythm, and I got the blues.
Phoenix FM.
In the world. Probably.
Phoenix FM.
Oh, the wonderful Kenny Bourne's Jazz Man and putting on the Ritz. Hey, about that. That was quick. Hopefully everybody's enjoying themselves, warming themselves up in the kitchen, wherever you are, dancing around. Do you know what? I remember once someone sent me in a message saying that they love listening to my show. They love dancing around with a Hoover in their hand.
This goes out to everybody.
So that Jack does go.
I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
Now, baby, listen, baby, don't you treat me this away, cause I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you call this understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Remember the way that you love me. Do anything I say. satisfaction by walking out anyway, and that's a caution, baby. Yeah, that's a thing. And that's a caution, baby.
Oh, the wonderful Stevie Ray Vaughan and Cold Shot. Don't let that too low, man.
Phoenix FM.
Oh, I love that song. I used to love performing that, actually. I used to love playing drums on that. Right, let's move on to... All I can say is that Paul Carrack, that's a good old mate, but he is also a fantastic, wonderful, world-renowned singer. And all you ever do is see... Honestly, if you turn on anything on Sky or whatever you're watching, and you see a concert, the wonderful Paul Carrack's there on his Hammond organ. Now, Paul Carrack's not just got a great voice, he's a great keyboard player, and he's a guitarist, and I've went to see him in concert, so a must thing you must do is see Paul Carrack in concert. Now, this is an idea he had. He turned around and said to me, he says, I'm going to be going in the studio, and I'll be doing it with a big band. And he says, I will tour with this big band as well. So I will release an album with the big band. And this is it. This is it. From a sauce. Paul Carrack.
Don't want French fried potatoes, ripe red tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim fram sauce with the awesome flay. Chef Fafa on the side. Don't want pork chops or bacon, that won't awaken my appetite inside. I want the frim fram sauce with the awesome flay. Chef Fafa on the side. Now a fella's gotta eat. A fella must eat right. Five will get you ten. I'm gonna feed myself right tonight. Don't want fish cakes and rye bread. You heard what I said. Way to make mine fried. I want the frim fram sauce with the awesome thing. Chef Papa on the side.
Sauce with the awesome flavor, chef Fafa on the side. cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Spend some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
Sundays. Roast beef, Yorkshire puddings, your feet up with the Sunday papers. All great ways to spend the day,
but not really that fun.
This weekend, join Tony Smith and Phoenix 98 FM for Sunday Lunch. With the music news and strange stories from around the world. Interviews, chart update and movie reviews. It's 2 hours of great entertainment and great music. Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith. Sundays from midday. Put the fun back into your Sunday. Phoenix 98 FM.
This is Having a Ball on Phoenix FM.
wonderful Shack Attack. And Brazilian Dawn. As I said earlier on, I've got a wonderful guest, Lord Marching Rose, and his wife Penny will be coming in for a chat.
And every time it rains, and it's from heaven.
Shoo-be-doo-be.
Don't you know each cloud contains banners from heaven?
Shoo-be-doo-be.
You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. And trade them for a package of sunshine and ravioli.
Macaroni.
If you want the thing you love, you must have a pizza holy, baby. And when you hear thunder, don't run under a tree. It'll be pennies from heaven for you and me. Now come over here, boy, Sam. And every time it rains, it rains. And don't you know it's crocodiles? Every time it rains, it rains. And don't you know it's crocodiles? You'll find your fortune falling. All over town, all over town, all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Please live up. Oh, how about the hose of white? Super. Oh, godly boys, oi. Yeah, Baba, ho, boy. Ooh, Baba, ho, man. Woody, woo. Ooh. I knew I'd get you. I knew I'd get you. Let's go, let's go. Let's go.
FM.
Oh, the wonderful Louis Prima, Pennies from Heaven. I wish it was Pennies from Heaven and the rain we've been having, eh? Right, let's move on to a song now. I love this guy. And if anybody, it's like a traditional thing, isn't it? Every New Year's Eve. It's the wonderful Jules Holland.
This is Having a Ball on Phoenix FM.
Let's go back in time a little bit. Do you remember this song? God, how many times did we watch the film that features this song? I love it. I really do love it. Come on, girls. Come on, Ella. Come on, Tommy.
Oh,
wonderful evening.
Incognito!
And don't you worry about a thing.
Phoenix FM.
Oh, how many times did you watch that sing? I love it. I love it. I'll tell you one thing, I've never fallen in love so much with an elephant that sings that. Anyway, moving on to a song. Now, I'm going back to memories. Now, driving along, and I'll tell you one thing, I heard this song, it brought back so many wonderful memories. And I know my sister, Jill, was listening to the show, but I remember she bought this when we lived in Seven Kings. And I remember this, it's funny, it's really weird that I remember her buying this. This is my memory song.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights so much brighter. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The light's so much brighter.
Wonderful. Petula Clark and Down Sound. Right, let's move on to a song now. The Governor himself. I've got you under my skin.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you in the heart of me, so deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I've said to myself, this affair, it never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know damn well that I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near. In spite of a warning voice comes in the night and repeats, repeats in my ear. Don't you know, you fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin, because I've got you under my skin. Sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near. In spite of a warning voice comes in the night and repeats how it yells in my ear. Don't you know, you fool, ain't no chance to win. Why not use your mentality, get up, wake up to reality. Because I've got you under my skin, and I like you under my skin.
Phoenix FM.
Oh, the wonderful, the governor himself, the one and only, yes, Frank Sinatra. I've got you under my skin. Well, my favourite guests have come in to see me today, and all I can say is that he's Lord Marching Rose, but I call him Margie. He's a good friend, and I'm not going to call him Lord, because I'm looking at him now, and I'm not going to give you that credit, but I'm going to be, and his lovely wife, Penny, have come in. Now, I'm going to say good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning. You can call me whatever you like, because most people do.
Let's turn your little mic up, that talk. Hello, Martin. Morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's turn you up a little more. Good morning, Martin. Test.
Good morning. Come on. I see you're twiddling your buttons there.
That's better. Yes. Now, how about you, my Penny?
I'm fine, thank you.
Lovely.
How are you? It's lovely to see you.
That's lovely to see you all
as well.
Well,
she's bound to be fine, and she's married to me.
Now, that's the difficult part of the situation. Yes, yeah. Now, my wonderful friends, now you've got to tell me. You've got a wonderful event coming up on April.
Yeah, April the 14th. Sunday, April 14th.
And it's in aid of?
Well, not sure yet.
Not sure yet?
No.
I thought he was going to be homeless.
No. That's what
we were talking about homeless, but there's a few charities that have come to me, and I'll decide over the next couple of weeks which is the one to choose. Right.
Oh, and you, Penny. Penny, you look like you've done a gig last night, a diva with glasses on.
I made the chicken casserole with wine. And I think I put too much wine in it, and I've got a migraine. I've had one since last night. That's why I'm wearing sunglasses, sorry.
Oh, bless you. No worries.
In the middle of winter, sunglasses.
Actually, wearing sunglasses, looking at Martin, he's got to be better looking.
That's exactly what I was going to say. She's wearing the sunglasses because I radiate.
Oh, yes, of course, yeah. Yes.
How did your Christmas go, you two?
Yep, lovely, wasn't it?
Wonderful.
Nice family Christmas. How about you, Keith?
Yeah, not bad, mate. Good. It's one of those. I think it's more for the children, isn't it?
Of course it is. Yeah,
it's more for the children. Kiddies. I think it's more for the children.
That's right.
I think it should be. And also, what are you doing? What's your plans for January? Is it January sober, or is it January I'm going to start drinking?
Well, it looks like it's January I'm going to start drinking, because I don't normally drink.
I don't like January,
and I'm not going going to turn around and tell you how old he is, but he's got a birthday coming up soon
as
well.
He's got a birthday on Saturday, next Saturday.
On the 13th, isn't
it? On the 13th. If I would like to come round.
love it. And where's it? Is it a do or is that your lovely home?
No, it's at home. It's just a couple of friends and the family.
Really?
Yeah. Has he got friends, Penny? No.
Yes, a couple.
Has he?
Yeah.
Oh, bless him.
Dave and Julia are definitely coming.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And you are very welcome.
Oh, bless you.
I've invited you. So that's three friends.
How much have you paid them?
I'm just about the same, Marcy.
It's cost me a fortune. It's cost you a fortune.
Well, you'll probably ask me for the money anyway.
Now, our conversation, Martin, of course, we talk to each other there every day and see how each other are. But I love your history, Martin, in a way of vehicles as well. We love our cars, don't we, you and me?
Oh, yes.
And I mean, like the cars that we've had previously. I mean, I've had them as well. But it's one of those cars that always stays in my mind, and it's a lot of Rolls Royce and things like that, you know, bits and pieces. And I think they're the greatest car ever built. And I know we're going on to cars, ladies and gentlemen. But Martin had a beautiful Rolls Royce as well, didn't you,
Mike? I've had a few, yeah. I remember when I got my first one, God rest his soul, I phoned my dad up, and I said, change my car. He said, what you got? I said, I've got a Rolls Royce, Dad. And there was a silence. And he said, oh, that's nice. And about 10 minutes later, he phoned me up. He said, son, I said, yes, Dad, can I ask your advice on something? And that's when I realised I'd achieved greatness. My father was coming to me for advice.
Really?
Because I had achieved a Rolls Royce. Yeah. That's something I'll never forget.
That's marvellous, that. I mean, my dad came to me and turned around and said, how can you afford it and where did you get the money from? I'm going to be playing a song for you. Now, I'd like to dedicate this to you because when I was not that well, and I was in hospital for about 5-6 weeks, and all I can say is that the wonderful listeners and especially